have experienced heaven. I've felt loved on another level. This is about the day I'd spend in Shangri-La. It's not something everyone gets to see. I must admit I'm special. This is about my father and me. The first thing I will say to God when I see him, El Shaddai. The supreme being be, I am, boy, you look better than a government check. I haven't seen you in a month of Sundays. Hold my beer the angels gave me. Just wait until you hear the story I've carved in the sand. I'd say, my Lord, I missed you. I've waited a lifetime to see you. My life, although a blessing, a daily renewal to grow near, to evolve. I finally need answers to the riddles I cannot solve. It's been a life of Sheol, if I'm being honest. If you will allow me, Lord, let me lay my burden upon thee. While I am humbled, grateful for the gift of life in the present, it's not a life I want to repeat. Even though I love you, dearest, it's something I'd have to consider, no matter what the blessing is. We'd stroll through the fields of perfection. We'd promenade with a glow. We'd say hello to everyone we see, to everyone we know. With a smile. Question God for answers to the hardships that made me weep. I try to be understanding. I know he has more important souls to see. I tell him what I've learned, how I learned to love myself. I'd even tell him I learned how not to love a soul, but I throw in how that soul saved me in threes. Speak to him about the lessons that shaped me, the lessons that changed my life. I'd tell him how a person filled with anger transitioned into a person filled with pureness in life. I'd confess about the moments I stumbled upon to find purpose, the times I gathered my strength, the instances I acknowledged my power. That was a year of pure gain. I'd tell him some dirty jokes, some things to really make him giggle. I'd admit to being sorry for anything he may find on Google. We'd sashay all over Nirvana, talking like two old friends catching up. I'm starting to pray now that no one interrupts. I need